Perla y Valiente forma el barrio de Guadalupe. There's no pista that they can't find. Perla y Valiente, Mystery Busters. There's no misterio that they can't solve. Misterio, mystery, pistas, clues. So don't be afraid if you see a fantasma. Don't run and hide if you hear a monstruo. 'Cause all you have to do is call Perla y Valiente. Fantasmas, ghosts, monstruos, monsters. No matter the case, grandes or chiquitos. No matter the place, aquí or allá. Big or small, here or there. There's never been a misterio that Perla y Valiente cannot solve.
¡Ajua!
Hola, Mystery Busters. This is Perla García y Valiente. Every once in a while, me and Valiente love to take a stroll through the shops in El Barrio de Guadalupe. There's a grocery store called El Gallo, the Rooster. There's also Juan Daniel's Photography, Rosa's Clothing Store, Danny's Records, and Pedro's Mexican Restaurant. We also have a small post office, a drugstore, and our church, St. Joseph's. Last but not least is the shop that me and Valiente love to visit the most, the Barrio's newspaper, La Voz, which means The Voice in Spanish. It is owned by Señor Agüero. We love talking to him about the good old days. But above all, we love to look at an old black and white photograph of La Llorona walking along the arroyo, the stream that runs along the backside of El Barrio de Guadalupe. On this particular day, as soon as Valiente and I walked into La Voz, I noticed that the photograph of La Llorona was missing from its picture frame. Señor Agüero! Señor Agüero! The photograph of La Llorona, it's gone!
Gone? What are you talking about, Perla? Oh my goodness, it is gone. My photo of La Llorona. But it was there a minute ago.
So you saw it and it was in the picture frame?
The photo was hanging right there. I saw it when I was talking to this man who said his name was Mr. Snyder.
Mr. Snyder?
That's what he said. I was standing here, and he was standing there. We shook hands, and he said his name was Mr. Snyder.
What did he want?
He wanted to know how much it would cost to put a full-page ad in La Voz.
Señor Agüero, did Mr. Snyder ask you about the photograph?
The photograph? See, yes, he did. He took a good long look at it, and then he asked me if that was the famous photograph of La Llorona. And I said, yes, yes, it is.
Did Mr. Snyder end up buying the ad?
No, I told him how much it would cost, and he said he'd have to think about it. Then we shook hands. He said goodbye. I said adios. And then I went back into my office.
When did all this happen?
Just a minute ago, right before you and Valiente walked in and you started yelling.
Come on, Señor Agüero. We have to bust the mystery of the missing photograph of La Llorona. Valiente, Señor Agüero, and I ran outside.
What are we looking for, Perla? Pistas? Clues?
No, we're looking for Mr. Snyder.
Señor Snyder? What for?
Suddenly, Valiente saw Mr. Snyder in front of El Gallo, walking away from a mailbox. We were about to run after him when Policeman Mendoza drove by in his police car and Señor Agüero stopped him.
Policeman Mendoza, please, por favor, stop. You see that man over there? I think he stole my photo of La Llorona.
Policeman Mendoza sped ahead and stopped Mr. Snyder. Then as Mr. Snyder walked away, Policeman Mendoza drove back and told us that he searched Mr. Snyder for the photograph and that he didn't have it on him. Then he wished us good luck in finding the photograph and drove away.
Ay, chihuahuas, what am I going to do? If el señor Snyder didn't take the photo, then where did it go?
Valiente was barking at Mr. Snyder, who was watching us from down the street.
Ay, 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 what's he doing, Perla?
He's keeping an eye on us, probably to see what we'll do next. I looked toward Mr. Snyder, where I saw what Valiente saw. A woman wearing a long, free-flowing gown with long black hair, who looked like La Llorona. When Mr. Snyder saw her, he took off running. Come on, Señor Agüero y Valiente, let's go see what's going on. Señor Agüero and I couldn't run fast enough to catch him, but Valiente took off running faster than the wind. He chased them into a dead-end alley, and by the time me and Señor Agüero turned down the same alley, Valiente was standing there all by himself.
Ay, 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 where are they? Where did they go, Valiente?
Mr. Snyder and the lady who looked like La Llorona had disappeared into thin air.
Where did they go? They couldn't just fly away like a bird. Ay, chihuahuas, I hope this doesn't mean that I'll never see my foto again.
Señor Agüero, are you sure Mr. Snyder didn't tell or ask you anything else before he left your shop?
No, he didn't say anything else. I just went into my office. No, wait. He did ask me something. He wanted to know if there was a mailbox nearby. And I told him, sí, yes, that there was one in front of El Gallo.
In an instant, Valiente took off running.
Where's Valiente going, Perla?
Señor Agüero, I think Valiente knows what happened to your photograph, and I think I do too.
You and Valiente know what happened to my photo? I hope so, Perla. I really do.
Señor Agüero and I hurried to the mailbox in front of El Gallo, where Valiente was waiting. Valiente and I guarded the mailbox until Señor Agüero returned with someone from the post office.
This is the mailbox I was telling you about.
They unlocked the mailbox and took out the mail, and right there was an envelope large enough to hold the photograph of La Llorona. And it was addressed to, you guessed it, Mr. Snyder.
The envelope says it's for El Señor Snyder, and it has my name as the person who mailed it. Ay, ay, ay. So that means I can open it.
Señor Agüero opened the envelope and pulled out his photograph of La Llorona.
My photo. My photograph of La Llorona. Perla y Valiente, how did you know it was in the mailbox?
I wasn't sure it was Mr. Snyder until you said he asked you about a mailbox. Mr. Snyder already had an envelope with him ready to mail the photograph of La Llorona to himself. Did I leave anything out, Valiente? That's right, boy. Policeman Mendoza didn't find the photograph on Mr. Snyder when he searched him, because he had already dropped it in the mailbox.
Gracias, Perla y Valiente. Thank you. Thank you. You are the greatest mystery busters in the history of El Barrio de Guadalupe. And just to make sure that everyone knows it, tomorrow I am going to run a story and a photograph of the both of you in front of your clubhouse on the front page of La Voz under the headline, Perla Garcia y Valiente Bust Mysterio of the Missing Foto.
Yes. Me and Valiente had solved the mystery of the missing photograph of La Llorona. But there was one mystery we hadn't solved. The mystery of how Mr. Snyder and the lady who looked like La Llorona had disappeared into thin air. The answer of this misterio was in that dead-end alley, and it was up to me and Valiente to find it. So, Mystery Busters, join us next time for the exciting conclusion to the first season of the Perla Garcia Mysteries. Trust me, it'll be the conclusion to a mystery and a revelation no one could have ever seen coming, not even me and Valiente. So until next time, Mystery Busters, this is Perla Garcia y Valiente, the greatest Mystery Busters in the history of El Barrio de Guadalupe, signing off. Adios!
Perla y Valiente from El Barrio de Guadalupe. There's no pista that they can't find. Perla y Valiente, Mystery Busters. There's no misterio that they can't solve. Misterio, mystery, pistas, clues. So don't be afraid if you see a fantasma. Don't run and hide if you hear a monstruo. 'Cause all you have to do is call Perla y Valiente. Fantasmas, ghosts, monstruos, monsters. No matter the case, grandes or chiquitos, no matter the place, aquí or allá, big or small, here or there, there's never been a misterio that Perla y Valiente cannot solve.
¡Ajua!